Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
Very good, Mike. I'll see you when you get to the shack, KF4TK. This is K1HTV, waiting for KF4TK to get into the shack in a few minutes, and we'll do the net with a couple questions regarding what would you want for Christmas as a ham, and secondly, what would you think it would be a good gift for a new ham, and then maybe what would be a good gift for an old ham that's been around for quite a while. Anyway, let's see when Mike shows up on the at his main rig with his dinner plate, and he could be munching around as we talk. This is K1HTV standing by. Should be on in a few minutes. K4TK is getting some dinner plate ready, and he'll be back in the shack with the dinner plate as soon as he gets it. So this is K1HTV standing by with hopefully the multitude. I could start taking a list if maybe get it quickly to Mike if he's saved in some time. Anybody want to check in? I'll try to write them down as fast as I can. This is K1HTV.
All right, got it, Rich.
Go get it.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TK, activating the Flock here Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Flock here Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz per access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio arts. We have two topics this evening. The first topic was suggested by Brad and 7IVV, who asks, what is the right thing to do when you have coax that needs to flex or have strain relief? If you have experience with that question or a solution or some knowledge of that topic, then feel free to jump in. Normally I would do some pre-net research on topic, but I have not had a chance this weekend to do that. So get what you pay for. Hi. The second topic originated from the Heritage Hunt Hamnet yesterday, extended by Rich, and I'll give Rich a second here to explain the three topic questions that he had in mind. Rich, would you care to do that, please?
Thanks, Mike, and everybody else who may be listening is going to join us. Hopefully, join us, even if and not just listen. This is K1HTV in Amosville. Yeah, I thought I'd three questions. What would you want for Christmas as a ham? That's number one. What would you like for Christmas? I mean, it could be as small or as large as, you know, it could be a dreamer type thing. But what would you want for Christmas? Secondly, what would you recommend for the new ham? What kind of things for the shack, for the outside, the antennas, etc.? What would you suggest for a new ham? And then, finally, what do you think an old ham? What ham who probably has almost everything he needs in the shack, what might you add or suggest that he get for Christmas? That's it. Back to you, Mike, K1HTV.
All right. Thank you very much, Rich. Excellent question. So think about what's on your holiday wish list. Think about what you wish you had when you were a new ham just starting out and didn't know you needed. And, if you're an old ham, think about that thing you don't have, but just can't bring yourself to get for yourself, but you might like as a gift. Or something you've given to an older ham that was surprisingly well received. Sometimes folks think that folks who know everything don't need anything, but there's stuff out there that they don't know about and would appreciate. So let's give it a spin and see who's out there. Anyone who would like to join us for this evening's net, please call now.
HTV.
KX4KU.
All right, we picked up KX4KU, Kevin, and the double underneath him. Who doubled with Kevin?
K4AKO.
All right, fine business. K4AKO. Thanks for checking in. Does anyone have any announcements this evening? I don't have any announcements. I don't have any news. Does anyone else have announcements or news that they would like to share with the group? Please call now.
Well, KX4KU.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Just a reminder, a couple of them. One, we're having a meeting on December the 9th, both in person and at WebEx. This is an important meeting because we're electing new officers for the club to serve in 2022. The second being, we have the club Christmas party December 11th. So I haven't gotten an exact time, but it'll be like 5 or 6 o'clock in Warrington. Look at our website for details. And, everyone's invited, members and family. Just bring a potluck and we'll have a good time. Spread a little cheer. That's all I have for announcements. Back to you, Mike. KF4TK, KX4KU.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much for that. All right, let's spin it around. Remember, the two questions we have this evening are regarding strain relief for coaxial cable, and Rich's three questions about gifts for the ham. So Rich is at the top of the list, so I'll start with him. Rich, K1HTV, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, this is K1HTV. My name is Phil. Good evening, all. As far as the strain relief, if you're using it at the center of an OCF, where the coax comes straight to a connector on the box, you usually bring about a foot down on the coax, bring it up and attach it above the box to an eye bolt, so the strain is not on the connector. That's one of the problems. People will put up a center-fed antenna, put a connector on it, and then have the weight of the connector pulling on the connection of the connector itself. So you should strain relief it by attaching it, either taping it or tying it to a point above where the connector is. For my tower, one of the problems, unique problems at the base of the tower, you got a whole tower rotating. I put a PVC bar, PVC pipe extending at the most bottom end of the rotating part. It extends out about 4 feet. The cables go out, are attached to that PVC cable. All the cables come down the tower, to the PVC pipe. And a large amount of coax at the base, so it allows free rotation across the full 360. You have a similar thing around the rotators on the top of the tower, where you need to put a loop, tape it firmly at the top, tape it firmly at the bottom, and give yourself plenty of coax that'll allow the rotation around the tower. As far as the gifts for a new ham, I think a subscription to QST would be a great a QST or what's the newer, the one for the beginners. I'm not sure of the name, but it's there's two versions. You can either get the new ham magazine for the new hams, or the QST, which is which has more technical information and operational information. So that's for the new ham. Whereas the old ham, it's a tough one. If you have a nice radio like a K4, or one of the super deluxe transceivers that are out there. Also for a new ham, an SWR bridge is always a good thing to have. A lot of guys for the HF band, so if you're doing HF operating, maybe an SWR bridge would be a good choice. That's it from here. One other addition of things happening for club members and even Heritage Hunt members. This coming Saturday, the 27th, is our breakfast at Wegmans at 8:30. I will not be able to make that. My sister's coming up from Kittiwake, so I will not be able to make it. But for those, I know Sippy mentioned about coming, so if anybody wants to join Sippy and the rest of the crew on this coming Saturday, a couple days after Thanksgiving, at Wegmans, 8:30, and meeting up on the second floor, upper level. That's the one in Gainesville. K4TK, K1HTV.
All right, thank you for that. Sorry, mistimed my last bite of dinner. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Service Net, and we're up to Kevin, KX4KU. How you doing?
KF4TEK, KX4KU in the net. I don't know what it is, Mike. Maybe you have a cold or something, but your voice sounds different tonight. You sound a little bit like an octave lower. But it works. I have the same problem as Brad, and, you know, I don't know if my solution with the rope is very good, because what I have is a 45 degree angle out to the center of ZS6KW or whatever it is, dipole, you know, so the ladder line goes almost down and it's angled away from the main antenna. Pretty much the main antenna goes to the top of my little mini mast on the upper roof, and then the coax comes out the side of the attic on the lower roof. So, but because it goes out so far is my problem, because it's about 150 feet between the house and the tree it's tied to. So I've solved it by using like a whipping knot or something like that, but I just also think there needs to be a better way. As for the gifts, well, I don't know, but I always get really, I start to drool at the FTEX 5000MP. That's just me. Everybody has their own things, but that would be really nice if anybody wants to put me on their list for that. For the new ham, I'm going to go a little different. I think I would buy them a soldering iron and a simple electronics kit so that they could get some hands-on experience with soldering iron and putting things together and learning about discrete components other than reading it in a book, if they didn't have an electronics background. So the old ham, honestly, I couldn't think of anything, because it depends on the old ham. By the time they're an old ham, they have their thing. And depending who they are, maybe they like the one of those geocrons or something like that. But that's all I have for tonight. Thanks again for picking up the net tonight, Mike. And have a good one. KF4TEK, KX4KU, back to it.
All right, Kevin. Yes, thanks for that. And yeah, my voice is a little junked up. I've been doing single parent since Friday afternoon. I've been cleaning in advance of the holiday by myself all weekend. I'm tired and I'm exhausted and I'm sore and wasn't planning to be netting, but hey, you can take what you can get. All right, K4AKO. Thank you for checking in. How are you doing tonight?
K4TEK is K4AKO. Good evening, everybody. I'm doing good. For the first question, thank you, Rich. I didn't really think about strain relief on a straight down connector. I thought the mechanical action of the threads engaging would provide enough relief and it wouldn't do anything to the connector, but perhaps I was wrong on that. As far as strain relief goes for what I do on a straight end 90, I make what everybody refers to the drip loop, but when I do the loop, it just I tie it up to where that way it won't pull on a downward motion when it's going straight into something. Outside of that, from gift ideas, I'm personally looking for a nano VNA. Heard great things about it and figured I would check it out. For new hams, I'm in that category, and I know I had a whole bunch of questions about grounding and bonding, so I would probably get them a grounding and bonding book. And for the older guys, I really don't know. I'm not in that category. And like the previous person said, everybody's set in their ways. I depend on the person. And that's about all I got. Have a good evening, guys. It's K4AKO. Back to net.
All right. Awesome. Awesome ideas. I second the nano VNA. I think that's a great thing to have around the shack. and thanks for checking in, and hope you have a happy holiday. I guess I'll take a shot at answering the three gift questions. For me, I'm kind of torn. I would like a new dual-band mobile for the car, if I can't get these icons I got from Brad fixed. I would probably be looking to pick up an IC2730A, nice and simple, dual-band, dual VFO mobile radio. Close second would probably be a better SDR, maybe an NSB200 or something that's got a little more bandwidth, although the Kiwi SDRs and the other SDRs of those flavors have their appeal. I know that many folks in the club have got those and they're doing really cool stuff with them and they appear to work really well, so there's a lot of fun to be had there. So that's for me. For New Ham, a lot of good New Ham ideas thrown out there already. I will second the soldering iron and the electronics kit idea. Great Hakko makes great soldering irons. You don't need a digital display soldering iron. plain old Hakko FX, I don't know what it is, 888 analog temperature soldering iron will do everything you needed to do for a long time. Get yourself a variety of tips, and you'll be set. A lighted magnifier is nice. Even, I guess, young eyes could use some help with those, 0.65mm pitch chips on some of these new circuit boards. And for the old ham, I think for the old ham, you might get them a recycling bin and a spreadsheet so that they can figure out exactly what it is they want to hang on to and what it is they want to get rid of. Because if there's one thing that we've been reminded of repeatedly is that family members don't know what to do with ham shacks when the hams who use them have moved on to a better place. So, maybe some time spent together categorizing, cataloging, itemizing, and disposing or passing on equipment that isn't really fulfilling a need or scratching an itch anymore would be a holiday time suggestion. Anyway, maybe that's too morbid. I don't know. I'm sorry. So I know it's only 20 after, but I'm going to cite privilege and go back upstairs and rejoin my family for dinner and say this is KF4TEK for the Farinet. I would like to thank the folks who joined us tonight. Good to hear from you. Remind everybody listening that if you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FAR, to please see our website, w4va.org, or send an email to farinet@w4va.org. This is KF4TK, closing the Farinet and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all. Good evening, 73.
Thanks, Mike, for doing it, taking the time out from the family and doing a good job. If anybody else has any ideas, I'll be around for a while if anybody wants to contribute their 2 cents or ideas for gifts for new, old, and yourself. Why don't you chime in now? What you call? This is K1HTV. It's not. Okay, I'm going to go back to watching football game. K1HTV, clear 7-3.
K6JDC Mobile listening.